show coming out. Pat McAfee Corporate Offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a beard of wonder. What?
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you, Sire. How do you feel?
Dortmund just tied it up.
You knew it. I mean, was that a draw? No better.
What was that? No, that was money line. I mean, Dortmund can't lose to Rangers twice.
How much time?
Oh, we're only 30 in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But they went down early.
Yeah, Sevilla lost already, but Leipzig won, so we're even on the day.
Okay, it's pretty good. You and I didn't perform well on the hardwood last night.
I mean,
that's okay. That'll happen.
That was Wisconsin.
Yeah, that was
LSU covering.
There was some stuff.
Rutgers forgetting how to play basketball.
There was that, which we said we
didn't know what though. Let's not, just because a team doesn't cover one game, say never bet them again.
I agree.
You know what? Look at the numbers. Look at what the team has done on the year. And you know, you can't cover every fucking game.
I 1,000% agree.
Rutgers has been better at home all year.
Sure.
We've known that.
We said on the show, the worry was that they're on the road and they're not great on the road.
Absolutely.
Said it.
You can't cover every game.
Fucking said it. What do you want me to do? I said it. We said it.
Fucking, what about hockey?
Hockey was a great night. I was great getting that.
Fucking eight and one hockey.
8-1 hockey. That was a good night.
A lot of fucking great parlay night. Winners, dude.
A lot of parlay winners from the hockey bettors yesterday.
What do you want?
Man, how was your hockey night?
This guy stinks. 1-1, man.
You got greedy, dude. You get fucking greedy. That's what happens.
How many times we got to tell you once? Tell you a million times.
You get fucking greedy.
I don't think that was greedy, and that was the right bet.
No, -1.5 at +150.
The Stars?
Puck lines are greedy.
Texas hockey?
We told you.
Yeah, I mean.
NBA's back tonight.
Oh, no.
NBA's back tonight.
I said I was going to dive in. I tell you what, now that it's back, I still really don't care.
No, give it a month or
I
had so.
I enjoyed the All-Star game. I think I was hyped after that.
Yeah, I mean, there's 20 games left until the playoffs. We'll just kind of chill until then, probably.
Nets are winning it all.
So, as you heard at the end of Pat's show, whatever percentage we go tonight, he will give out that many thousands of dollars tomorrow for Feel Good Friday on his show.
Love that.
So if we go 70% tonight, he will give out $70,000. So make sure you're all on your fucking P's and Q's, okay?
That was a fucking change from any other night, dude.
Well, I know. I mean, we are on our P's and Q's every single night, but make sure you're on your fucking P's and Q's, okay?
Hey, and Tony, the listeners of the show, they're the winners here, because even if we go 40%, $40,000 is still getting given out.
I agree, Mitt.
Win's a win.
As long as it's not like 6%.
That's
six. I mean, still $6,000. I mean, free money's free money, you know?
Johnny Sheeran's coming on at 350.
Johnny Cat.
He said, anything specifically we want to touch on? And I said, honestly, I won't know until you're on.
Johnny Cat.
So.
All right, Cat.
I mean, he's good on his toes. We'll be fine. So we got that at 350. So let's dive in.
All right.
Ice, college ball. Nick, are you ready yet? Where do you want to start?
Give me a minute or two.
See? Okay. Oh, geez. Mitt. NBA?
Yep, go.
It's back, so we'll start with you.
TNT yes! Thursday.
TNT Thursday. Is it TNT Thursday?
Oh, hell yeah, it's TNT Thursday, dude.
Pretty good slate tonight, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, Tony. We got the best slate.
Okay, so I'm going to keep track of all these so we get a good percentage. Let's see, how do you feel tonight? Coming back from the All-Star break, what are we feeling?
All right, we got three picks tonight. Three true picks.
Okay. That's a good clarification.
We're starting up here. We're getting right back into it. We got Cleveland at Detroit. Cleveland's -6. We're going with the Cavs here, -6. Cavs, great cover team. Great team in general. The Detroit Pistons still fucking stink.
Okay.
And then, Tony, we're
going to... Plus those Cavs, those guys won the skills competitions. You know, they're going to be buzzing.
Oh, yeah. I mean... Jared Allen, Garland, let's go. We got Chicago.
Media loves that guy all of a sudden.
Who? What?
Jared Allen.
Yeah,
oh, he's getting a big push from
big,
the
big, big push.
Good for him. Good ball player.
What else you got, Paul?
We're going to go to Chicago. We're going to go to the Chi-Town. Atlanta's going into Chicago. I got the Chicago Bulls minus 3.5.
They were hot before the break. Ooh, Let's see how they do.
I like the Bulls.
I love the Bulls.
Love the Bulls.
Okay.
I got then Golden State to round it out. Golden State minus 10 at Portland.
Sheesh. 10 got some piece?
Favorites. Sheesh. Oh, yeah. And this one, obviously, this one's TNT, the late night TNT game. I got to get one in on the prime time. We got Golden State minus 10. Let's go. Portland still stinks and traded away their second best player.
Okay. Those are three. Those are Mitt's three picks.
Maybe Mitt.
As far as the percentage goes, to do you now? I assume first night of NBA, you're going to have a hype boy parlay back, but that doesn't have parlays aren't going with a percentage.
Yes, what everybody is here for is the hype boy parlay. Obviously, okay. We're talking NBA basketball. We're talking superstars, Tony. And superstars. There's no bigger superstar in the NBA than Steph Curry, and he's back tonight. No, he's coming back with vengeance.
No bigger superstar?
I mean, there's one. There's one.
Okay. Go. But sorry, continue. Go ahead.
But you get the point. Sure. Steph Curry, he has all the hype around him. He's probably the favorite for MVP right now. Steph Curry, 28-plus points in Golden State to win. And then we're going to go to my second favorite superstar, my favorite one playing tonight, Ja Morant. Ja Morant with a double-double in Memphis to win. We parlay those two together, and we have a plus 1,100 parlay, Tony. Hype as hell.
It is hype as hell, dude. I want to let you know that Steph is not the favorite to win the MVP, though.
Who is it?
Embiid's plus 145. Jokic plus 270. Makes Giannis sense. Plus 390. Steph plus 1,200.
Oh, I was looking
at Jokic has been carrying the Nuggets, by the way. They might get Jamal Murray back, too.
Really?
He has not played in a long fucking time.
I know, but
what's he been doing?
I hate that. Tore his knee, right?
Tore something.
Yeah, I saw him on Instagram the other
day. Why? What are you? I mean, I know what you're doing.
What do you mean?
Mitch just said it too.
What did he say?
They saw him on Instagram.
Oh, he's got a good IG. He's great on social media. He's a good Canadian. What do you want?
Guy's great.
Yeah, good ball player.
I mean, Tony, we all know who the real MVP is. It's DeMar DeRozan this year, plus 2,000 FanDuel Sportsbook. I actually did hit that today.
Okay. I think that's, you know what? If they end up getting one or two seed.
I just thought plus 2,000 for the type of season he's been having.
His mid-range game is
sweet. I
mean, we saw it live.
Man. Absolutely sweet.
He's an absolute bucket.
All right, Mick. Good luck tonight.
Hey, thank you. Good luck.
No. Thank you. Good luck.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
You want to do college ball?
Go on.
So you have 20 picks?
Yes, sir.
I have 4.
All right.
So I'll just let you get started.
What do you want me to do? 4?
Sure.
5-1. Does that check out?
It does check out.
There we go.
Good math.
Cleveland State, money line at Detroit.
Okay.
Love Cleveland State.
Detroit stinks.
Yeah. Better team. FAU plus 1.5 at Old Dominion.
Let me stop you right there. I have FAU plus 1.5 at Old Dominion.
Covered 7 of their last 10.
Let me see if I can add to that one. They have covered 7 of their last 10. Actually covered.
You make a great point.
9 of their last 12. That's
an even better point.
4-0 ATS first team with a straight up losing record. Old Dominion 1-5 ATS in their last 6. So FAU is for us.
You're not going to like this one, Tony.
Oh, no.
UNC Wilmington catching 5 at Drexel.
I'm not on it.
Oh, you're not on Drexel?
Not on it.
First time this year.
No, because I like UNC Dub too. So
yeah, they've covered 6 straight as a road dog, 9 of 10 as a dog, and 7 of their last 8 road games.
Okay.
I'm taking Bryant minus 4 at St. Francis.
Okay.
They've covered 5 of 6 road games, covered 9 of 11 overall, and 8 of 10 as a favorite.
Okay. My second one is Middle Tennessee, minus 6.5 versus Marshall. Oof. Marshall stinks.
What?
Marshall has not been good.
Are you sure?
They're on a 7-22 ATS run.
Absolute terror.
2-7 ATS in their last 9 roads. On the other hand, Middle Tennessee State, 4-0 ATS, their last 4 was a favorite. 10-2-2 ATS their last 14 home games, 7-2-1 their last 10 as a home fave. They're a good offense, MTSU. So Middle Tennessee State minus the 6 and the hook.
All right. Mount St. Mary's money line at Sacred Heart.
Mount St. Mary's a good basketball team.
Sacred Heart's won 1 of 10.
Fade Sacred Heart.
Central Connecticut money line at home versus St. Francis.
Okay.
Covered 8 of their last 10 home games.
Okay.
I like Rice catching 5.5 at home versus LA Tech.
Okay.
Home team.
They're a good home team, yeah.
Yeah, home team in this matchup covered 9 straight. Owls covered 7 of 8 as a home dog and 14 of their last 20 home games.
Okay.
DePaul money line at Georgetown.
Those are two bad teams as well.
Georgetown has lost 10 straight.
Okay.
Blue Demons covered 5 of 7.
I'm going to the Ohio Valley.
Ooh.
In a matchup of two teams that could be upset turs in the tourney.
Oh, they're getting in the tournament.
Well, Belmont's 24-5.
Yep.
10-0 in their last 10.
Yep.
Going up against Murray State, who's 26-2, 10-0 in their last 10.
Yep.
I just like Murray State better.
Yeah.
So I'm taking them minus the 3. Belmont's 0-6 ATS in their last 6 overall.
They're 14-0 at home.
Murray State is, yeah. I mean, I
took a money line.
Okay, yeah. I laid the points just, I don't know, yep. Just because. That's a good ball game tonight in the Ohio Valley.
Good game of the night besides Pac-12.
Tune into that.
Yep.
Okay.
Utah Valley at home. Money line versus Seattle, I love.
Sure.
UMKC money line at South Dakota.
Okay.
The Ruse have covered 7 straight. Austin Peay catching 1.5 at SIU Edwardsville. I think Austin Peay probably wins this outright. They're a better team. Texas A&M, CC.
Okay.
10-4 ATS, their last 14 road games.
You love Corpus Christi.
I do. They've been good to me.
Okay.
Murray State, we talked about. UC Davis catching 2.5 at home.
About it, yeah.
Yeah. Home team in this matchup covered 4 or 5.
I am on Idaho. Plus 2.5 at Sac State.
Oof.
Neither of these two teams are very good. Idaho's 8-18. Sac State is 7-16. However, Idaho 5-5 in their last 10. Sac State 2-10 in their last 10. Also, Sac State is 2-9-1 ATS in their last 12 overall. 0-6 ATS in their last 6 home games. Idaho, pretty good. 9-3 ATS their last 12 road games. 7-2 ATS, 9-3 ATS their last 12 as a road dog. 4-1 last 5. So we're going with Idaho.
All right.
Okay.
Cal Baptist money line at Dixie State.
Okay, I love it.
Lansard's covered 4 or 5 road games.
Okay.
I think Arizona State catching 6 at Colorado is too many. Arizona State has been playing better.
Okay.
They have. I think 6 is too much. UCLA money line at Oregon.
Thought about it.
I don't know what this Oregon team is. UCLA is playing good ball.
Okay. I'm done.
You're done. Portland plus 1.5 at Pacific.
Okay.
Pilots covered 7 of 8 as a road dog, covered 12 of their last 14 road games, 4 of their last 5 overall. And my last one, CS Fullerton catching 3 at home versus UC Irving.
Okay.
CS Fullerton 9-1 at home.
Okay.
Covered 4 or 5 as a dog.
So I'm on Middle Tennessee minus 6.5, Florida Atlantic plus 1.5, Murray State minus 3, and Idaho plus 2.5.
Cleveland State money line, FAU plus 1.5, Wilmington plus 5, Bryant minus 4, Mount St. Mary's money line, Central Connecticut money line, Rice plus 5.5, DePaul money line, Utah Valley money line, UMKC money line, Austin Peay plus 1.5, Texas A&M CC money line,
yep.
Murray State money line, UC Davis plus 2.5, Cal Baptist money line, Arizona State plus 6, UCLA money line, Portland plus 1.5, CS Fullerton plus 3. Thank you very much.
God bless you, Mitt.
Sorry about that. Thank you.
Good picks, Paul.
What happened?
He sneezed.
Jesus.
All right. Let's go to the ice. Let's knock out the ice before we get to Johnny Sheeran here in a few minutes. Pretty good slate tonight.
Large slate. 8 games.
Okay. I got three. You're going to pick them all?
We're going to pick them all.
Volume shooting show today.
Hell yeah.
Listen, volume shooting show today.
Stipulation here on the line, I feel like there's a couple, hopefully, gimmies in here that we can just, you know, stack the card with.
Let's run through them, dude. We'll get through those
off the bat. The Penguins at home against the Devils. Big favorites, -295 on the money line. Yeah, we'll take Penn's money line. Okay. Then
that's how we're doing it.
We look across the way. We see the Florida Panthers at home against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Big Bob is back in net. A chance for redemption after the game the other night. We will take the Florida Panthers 60-minute money line to win in regulation -290.
Okay.
You parlay those two together, that's -125, my friend.
Is that your pick, the parlay together?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm going to do something here. I saw this and I had to do it. I took Florida plus the three, or sorry, Columbus plus the 350.
They've been hot lately.
8-2 in their last 10. At plus 350, I had to. I just had, at that number, I had to.
Don't you take plus 2.5?
I honestly like the 2.5 more. The only thing that worries me about
is Columbus. Is that what the number is?
Yeah. They're hot, but Florida is very good at home.
Oh, here's. Florida's beaten the Blue Jackets 9-2 and 8-4 this year.
Yeah, they're 23-4.
What is plus 2.5?
That's
-110.
I'll take the plus 2.5 instead of the plus 350.
-465 money line.
Lock me in at plus 2.5, but as far as the percentage goes, but just know that I might sprinkle on the plus 350.
Do I dare try and middle this thing?
No. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
All right, I'll stick with the Florida 60-minute line in the parlay there.
Okay.
So that was, again, that's Penn's money line, -295, and Florida 60-minute money line, -290 parlayed at -125.
Okay.
Then we look at Washington going to New York, the Rangers. Washington has won their last 5 road games.
Okay. Yeah, but
the Rangers are also very good at home.
Okay.
And Shesterkin is starting his 7th straight game.
Okay.
There's a reason for that. He's very good at that. We're going to take the Rangers at home on the money line -118.
That's the right side for this show and for Planet Earth today. So I'm glad you went that side.
Why?
Just keep going.
What's that mean?
You know, Shesterkin is Russian as well.
Okay, so there was no right side.
No, you got the greatest goal scorer of all time, who's a Russian legend, and playing against one of the best goalies in the league, who's also Russian.
Okay.
And also Artemi Panarin on the Rangers. Let's just move on.
Jeez.
Get the geopolitics out of the game, yeah, Tony.
We're going to fucking Applebee's.
Everything fucking weighs in.
Minnesota. Going to Toronto. I like Minnesota on the road here at +116.
I'm on it with you, Pop.
The Leafs have lost 5 of the last 7. Now, they could turn things around here. This could be a changing point for them, but they haven't got great goaltending lately. Minnesota goes to Kaapo Kähkönen. A little bit of a boost for them in the goaltending situation. Let's go wild.
Okay.
Let's get wild.
Gumpy. This one's
me too. Tough. I'm with you.
Texas Hockey.
Oh, not that one.
Is on the road tonight. They're +132 going into Nashville. Nashville's getting ready for the Stadium Series outdoor game this Saturday. Oh, could they be looking ahead?
Nah, retirement.
Nashville's -160 at home. It is Pekka Rinne jersey retirement night.
I'm staying away for all those reasons.
I will be taking the Preds at -160 on home ice. I hate to do it, pal. I really do. Because I know Texas Hockey's going to keep this close. They're going to make it a sweat until the very last second.
Okay.
If the Stars weren't on the back-to-back...
Yeah, that's the other thing. They played an overtime game last night.
They did.
this doesn't feel right.
The Bees, the Boston Bruins.
Feel right. This one.
Going into Seattle.
Yeah.
The Bees are 13-10 on the road this year. Pretty good. Seattle, we know they stink.
Yeah,
they do. Even if they're at home. Boston -140 on the 60-minute money line. Boston, the win in regulation, -140.
Okay. I'm with you on that one.
The Islanders go into San Jose to play the Sharks.
Okay.
This is for Zdeno Chara. This is a record-breaking night, potentially, for him. Most games played by a defenseman in NHL history.
So he just has to get on the ice?
Yeah, he needs to get on the ice, limber around for a little bit. Big Z and the Islanders are -142 on the money line. We will take them to win in San Jose.
Okay.
I think San Jose, they've lost 6 or 7 straight.
Okay.
So let's – come on, Islanders. Come on, keep it going. There's and one, then finally,
he has one more out there.
Finally, this one's actually very tough as well. You guys know some of the rules we've put in place in the show, some of the guidelines. We love the Cougars. The Cougars are at home, plus 140 home dogs against the Calgary Flames, who are 10-0 in their past 10 games and have held their opponents to two or less goals in nine of them. They're 16-11 on the road. They are very good. They're probably the best road team in the league. We're taking the Cougars on home ice. We got to do it. You're either hot or you're due. The Cougars are due to knock off this win streak.
I'm
by
on the,
Calgary.
I'm on the Flames.
What?
I'm taking I knew you the weren't Cougars. Gonna like it, I'm sticking to the show. I'm on the our Flames. Guns. I'm sticking with what brought us to the dance.
I thought the coin might have finally flew back from L.A.
Maybe.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah, I went wild. Jackets plus 2.5 and the Flames.
I'm on the Cougars.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Attaboy.
And Bruins 60-minute line. And not actually, I mean, I am taking the Stars, but not as
not as a
yeah, that one's for me.
Will you call Johnny Sheeran?
Yeah.
Thank you for those wonderful picks, Nick.
Good luck.
Good luck. I mean, you left it all out there.
So the only thing that could be done really in that situation. I don't know. I felt good about it. We'll see. I could end up 1-7, but I felt good about it.
1-7 still wins people money.
Does it?
Yeah.
Lots.
I'm not sure what the percentage is off the top of my head, but it's like 12% maybe.
It's pretty good. It's like $1,200.
Seven times 12, 8 times 12 is 96, yeah. So it's...
We'll see. Let the fates do as they may.
Let the paramedics fucking sort them up.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so we did NBA. Mitt covered it. College basketball.
Yep.
Hockey.
Yep.
So, you know, without further ado, we bring on our friend, the bookmaker of bookmakers. We like to call him Johnny Bookmaker. Hailing from Ireland, by way of New York, John Sheer.
Hey, baby, Joe.
How are you guys?
How are you doing, pal?
Very well.
Hey, you kept your job. Congrats.
Just about. I've been trying to keep it for a while. I've managed to bluff them this far, so we'll keep it rolling for another while, I think.
We haven't talked to you since Super Bowl. How was it? How was the result for you?
Yeah, the result was pretty good for us, to be fair. Maybe actually a little disappointing when we saw the final score. It looked like it was going to start off pretty badly. With Cup and Beckham going in very early. Oh. But it kind of leveled out from there. And it was enough to keep the wolf from the door. But, any day we survived those games, we're happy enough.
Was Cup a good result for the MVP?
Not really. I mean, he was pretty heavily back that week, Tony. He was back from, I think, plus 700 down to plus 500 come kickoff. Oof. And outside of the two quarterbacks and maybe Aaron Donald, who really was the only other runner the way the game played out, it was that's where all the money was centered around. So we were consigned to the dustbin, I think, for that market, regardless of what happened, the way the game went.
But you made a good bid off of 34-31 then, right?
Yeah, I mean, the game landing, I think we said that during the week, right? Anywhere, if we could get it to land inside the number, get the favorite to win but not cover, that's usually the best option for us combined with the under, which is obviously what we got in the end.
Okay, so now that the Super Bowl's over, where do we go?
I mean, I was hoping you were going to tell me.
Well, I mean, we got mid on the NBA, Knicks on the NHL, we're doing college basketball, Gumpy's on footy. Are you going to make lines for the USFL?
We are. It's not entirely sure yet what the rules are.
How do you do that?
We're just going to guess. I told you before, we're just going to throw the marbles up in the air and see what way they land. It's very difficult. We've got experience in the past of, you know, offering lines on the XFL and other secondary leagues, and it's really difficult for us to make money. So I'm sure there's plenty of bettors and viewers, and I'm sure Gump is doing his research to make sure that he's got an edge from the English Premier League all the way into the USFL. But it's difficult. It'll be there. We saw the draft during the week, and we're looking forward to it, actually, to see how much of a success it is. But there are some rule changes. We've got a 3-point PAT and potentially a change to the overtime rules as well that will look different from the NFL.
Well, I didn't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know about the 3-point PAT, but I will tell you this. And I don't want to tell you this because it may adjust how you're going to make the lines. But I remember the XFL week one. There's not a total that you can make that I'm not going to take the under.
Really?
If I remember correctly, I feel like the week one of the XFL, there was not a lot of scoring.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I remember.
Well, don't look into it, though. Just make them like 45. Make the over-under like 45.
50.
Just the same as an NFL game, right?
Exactly.
Great quarterback play.
We have an agreement.
Go ahead, Gump.
Any big plays coming in on the MLS getting started this weekend, John?
Jesus, Gump. All the Premier Arsenal are losing 1-0 now, and you want to ask me about DC United and New York City Football Club?
Austin FC, dude. I mean, how are you giving out the Sounders at -110 against Nashville? It's unbelievable.
Is it wrong?
Apparently, he thinks so in his heart of hearts.
I love the Sounders.
What is the handle like on Champions League?
Champions League is really good. We get a lot. Anytime Barcelona and Real Madrid are playing in any sport, we'll take a load of volume, whether it's European basketball or Champions League. Champions League is probably second only behind the MLS in terms of handle that we see on soccer in general.
Have you found it easier or harder to handicap it now that they got rid of the away goal in Champions League?
That's a good question. We were talking about that during the week. I actually didn't know. It tells you how much soccer I've been watching recently. I was hoping, I'm like, might have to hire you as a consultant, Gump, because
it's not a bad idea.
You're certainly watching more soccer than we are. I'm not sure we could afford you anymore, though.
Than anyone, John. He's watching more soccer than anyone.
He's watching more sports than literally anyone, John. I am honestly surprised that Champions League does less than the MLS. Or you're saying EPL does less than MLS?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, people like it.
Well, I'm not sure why.
When I find out, I'll let you know.
Oh, come on, dude. Do you have a specific guy who does the MLS? Like, how do you get to those lines, John?
So the guys that manage soccer for us are actually based in Europe, and they'll be the expertise that we'll have on the MLS. I'm sure they spend a lot more time focusing on the Premier League, but they certainly will have experts that are dedicated to all the other leagues that we offer for setting lines. And then we use a lot of market consensus to get a feel for where our lines marry up. But certainly some expertise around odds compilation in Dublin, centered and focused on the MLS for sure.
I mean, you guys must be taking a fortune in on Timbers and New England Revolution on Saturday night, I imagine.
Yeah.
John, now that football is done, between college basketball, NHL, NBA, MLS, is it NBA that's the most bet on sport?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, basketball is our busiest sport anyway, just because of the sheer frequency of games. And then you've got, the NBA and college running concurrently now after the All-Star break. So, we're excited for basketball. And now is really, the build-up to the tournament in March, and then obviously looking towards the postseason in the NBA. That's where all the volume is going. The guys are telling me here they bet the under in the Golden State game today. Our head trader here, would you believe this? He bet the under at 123, I think, and a half in the Golden State game. It's now moved 3 points against them. So theoretically, you're getting more value again. So don't blame me if this goes wrong, but our head trader thinks the under in the Golden State was the play of the day.
So you're telling me it's at 126 now-ish?
Or maybe even 226. Try 226.
Or 226. Sorry, 226. When you came on, we were asking opinions on sides for you guys as far as the NFL slate, but like you'll have opinions on games every single night as far as the slate for all these sports.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give them out for a decent Venmo credit. Very freely. I know you don't have many viewers, so I don't mind giving them out. The Celtics has moved a lot. The total in the Hawks and Bulls game is a total now that's very, very high. I think it's gone up 6 points today alone from, I think, an open of 235 to 241. So clearly we see value in betting the under. It looks like it'll be a horrible sweat. with those two teams, the way they play defense. But 241 seems excessive. So I would lean on the under there and the under in the Golden State game. And like I said, if they go wrong, don't blame me.
Never would.
Yeah, John, with college basketball, I mean, some of these lines move like 5 points overnight. Who's keeping track of that? Is it just all off bets you're taking, or how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, look, college basketball isn't our strongest. We do have our own model, and the guys have got a decent opinion on it, but it certainly wouldn't be one that we're married to. And then just the variance in performance is obviously exaggerated at that level. You're not dealing with, you know, pro-level athletes across the entire court and on the benches that you are in the pro league. So for that reason, there's just going to be more volatility. There's obviously more games. We're trying to manage 150 games two Saturdays ago. Oh, yeah. Almost impossible to keep across all of the breaking news. And then you've got, you know, from the elite teams and the top tier teams all the way down to the lower tier, it's just very, very difficult. So big swings and variance in line movement before tip off is almost expected, to be honest.
Do you guys, is it too early, or do you guys have an opinion or a need yet on, or liability yet on, like the tournament winner or anything like that?
It's usually really volatile. That it's an interesting market to watch. I'll often speak to the guys and see, you know, who we like or who we're against. And, you know, I think what we did this week certainly was kind of concentrate our over-round or our probabilities on the front few in the market. I think the front six, and we kind of consolidated and shortened a lot of them up just because we think that the gap is pretty big. It's very difficult to go through a knockout tournament if you're, you know, of lesser quality. Teams like Texas Tech have shortened a lot, obviously, given the run they've gone on. I think they're 20-1 now from 40-1. I think they're a sort of team that could cause upsets, but whether they've got the scoring power to go through the tournament and win it is probably a different question. So the guys made an informed kind of decision to shorten a lot of the front of the market and drift some of the other ones beyond it, because we think the winner will come from the top four or five.
Yeah. Illinois at 40-1, John, is one that I like that team. They're battle tested, pretty much same team as last year.
Yeah, they were good last year, and I'll definitely take that on board. We'll use this as your job interview, joining up 25-1, and if you get it right, then you're in line for a job, don't.
John, I saw the Suns are still the favorites to win the NBA championship. So I assume you guys think, or based on reporting or whatever, that Chris Paul will be back and we'll be fine?
Yeah, I mean, they're joint favorites with the Warriors on our website right now at +410. Obviously, Chris Paul is a blow. But, you know, I actually think it's probably net-net not a bad thing for him. You know, getting 4, 5, 6 weeks off now, being back for the postseason, they're going to get there. You know, they're going to be a pretty high seed, and they still have enough potential on the court anyway. I really like the Suns. I think they'll take a lot of beating, and I think, you know, this could turn out to be a good thing for Chris Paul. Get him back healthy and fresh for the postseason run. They're going to be hard to beat.
I agree. John, before we let you out of here, we have a question from our head bookmaker, Emmett McMahon.
John, I was wondering. Sorry, that was my bad. I was wondering.
Is that out of a question?
Normally. I wish. DeMar DeRozan, league MVP.
Ooh, okay.
There's a lot of buzz on the internet. It seems like Twitter's MVP. Are you guys taking that into consideration when you guys are putting these there? Or are you guys just kind of going off what you think?
Yeah, we're going off what we think. I mean, if we listened to everybody on Twitter with an opinion, we'd be out of business at this stage.
What do you mean? It's reasonable on there, John. They're very reasonable people on there.
Yeah, very reasonable people. Yeah, look, DeMar DeRozan's been in incredible form. The performances in the last couple of weeks before the All-Star break were nothing short of sensational. I watched a couple of those games. Phoenix game, I remember in particular, where he went off for 40. He's certainly coming into the conversation. I think he had a lot of ground to make up. And then I think, you know, planning it out the way that he plays, you know, I think he's going to take a lot more heat in the rest of the regular season. We have shortened his odds significantly given those run of performances. But for us, he's still got a decent way to go to get up to the front of the market. Obviously, Curry and Giannis, and obviously some of the injuries have helped him, with Durant missing a decent part of the season as well now. But in general, I feel like he's got a bit of ground to make up. But an incredible run by him. He's in great form. Fully respect him.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Tony. Have you guys seen, with the Harden-Ben Simmons trade, have you guys seen a lot of handle come in on either the Sixers the Nets?
Good question.
Yeah, certainly on the Sixers. Obviously, when you get a player like James Harden, it's not hard to understand why people don't want to jump on the board. Obviously, the support that he gives for Embiid, getting rid and trading a player who wasn't on the court anyway, I think made sense for the Sixers. And we shortened their probabilities to win everything as a result of the trade and drifted the Nets to lose somebody like Harden. And, you know, Simmons, I think, is a good fit for Brooklyn, defensively in particular. But, you know, whether or not he's ironed out his shooting woes by practicing with Kyle Korver in one day, I'm still to be convinced.
Last question that I have. We were looking yesterday. You've got MLB futures up. How much can that change, or will it still like probably be the same order if the season's shortened or anything like that?
Yeah, good question. I think you're right. In general, it'll be pretty much the same order. You know, whether the game is played over 50 games or more, 70 games, it doesn't really matter. Our simulations will broadly align to where we are with the pricing now. So you should expect to see them in kind of the same order, maybe some consolidation at the front of the market should the season shorten significantly, but nothing really outside of that. Obviously, season-long wins are the big ones that they would impact.
Okay. Oh, hey, how was the... Was it the biggest handle of all time on the Winter Olympics, or...?
Yeah, I think for the Winter Olympics it was. Yeah, it was all centered around... I think we were just looking at some of the KPIs this week, and I think 87% of the Winter Olympics handle came through the hockey, so that was certainly big draw and kind of continues to tell you the story that you would expect. The greatest demand is for the U.S. core sports, as you would think.
Yeah.
So imagine if they had the NHLers there.
That would have been a lot better. That would have been a lot better, Nick. All right. Well, if the Hawks Bulls don't go under and Golden State doesn't go under, I'm not sure we'll ever talk to you again, John. But we've always appreciated your appearances.
That's good. I enjoy being on. Like I said, our head trader's to blame for the Golden State one. So if he gets that one wrong, we'll hire Gump tomorrow morning.
All right, put it in writing.
Go Sounders, dude.
See you, John. Good luck. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you, John. Cheers. Thank you. Good guy. Love that guy.
MLS feels
MLS like... is king.
I've always struggled with MLS, dude.
I am shocked that gets more handle than EPL. And
what about Real Madrid, Barcelona basketball? Who in the hell? What?
Oh, I bet on that before.
All right. Checks out. That's who. That's your guy.
That is the hype boy special
That's kind of. Hey, no, I've seen this before. This is Mitt fucking 8 a.m. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Barcelona, Real Madrid. Is
fucking Cristiano playing?
Yeah. That's a good question, man. Good job.
Should we add those unders to the percentage? No. No, no.
No, it's just him in a parlay, though.
Yeah, I did, actually. I mean, I took them.
That's obviously the anti-hype boy parlay.
That is the anti-hype boy parlay. All right. Is there footy for tomorrow or no?
I don't think so. Hold on.
Okay.
Dortmund's up right now. We need Real. We need Betis to get one.
How's that going?
They're 0-0. Got a money line, though.
Okay.
Friday.
Okay.
Footy.
I mean, if you don't have anything, it's okay.
I'm just looking.
You're just seeing if there is.
I mean, the lines are atrocious. No, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
That's good. It's good stuff.
Good to know.
Champions League and Europa League, it's awesome, but it is tough to handicap the weekend. Like, I thought Haaland was playing today. He ain't even on the bench again.
Because they play their guys for champions, obviously, so you don't know if they're going to play on the weekend.
Right.
Depends on where they're at the table, probably.
But you also get... Like, you're going to get these teams at a good number, which is hard to turn down.
I hear
you. You know?
It's very understandable.
Liverpool won 6-0 yesterday, so I wouldn't worry about much.
All right. We will we'll update you guys tomorrow on what our percentage was tonight.
Yeah. What could go wrong?
What? Make sure you track your bets tonight, everybody, in here.
Always do.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Do you not? It sounds like you don't.
No, I do.
Jeez.
Thought it was a gambling show.
Jeez.
Can I just fucking...
Jeez.
Good luck.
You track your bets.
We can't thank you guys enough for watching. At Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram. YouTube.com/Hammer. Dun, 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 dun. Mick, good questions, dude.
Yeah. Great.
Good job, thanks, Tony.
It's good.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer. Dun.